flaming diatribes poured from their pens, denouncing the materialism and what they considered to be the cultural boobery of our society. An important book, rather grandiosely entitled Civilization in the United States, written by 30 intellectuals under the editorship of J. Harold Stearns, was the rallying point of sensitive persons disgusted with America. The burden of the volume was that the best minds in the country were being ignored, that art was unappreciated, and that big business had corrupted everything. Journalism was a mere adjunct to money-making, politics were corrupt and filled with incompetence and crooks, and American family life, so devoted to making money and keeping up with the Joneses, that it had become joyless, patterned, hypocritical, and sexually inadequate. These defects would disappear if only creative art were allowed to show the way to better things. But since the country was blind and deaf to everything save the glint and ring of the dollar, there was little remedy for the sensitive mind but to emigrate to Europe, where they do things better. By the time Civilization in the United States was published, 1921, most of its contributors had taken their own advice and were living abroad, and many more of the artistic and would-be artistic had followed suit.